Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 119 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, the 2018 French Open is now in the books. Congratulations to Simona Halep for winning her first Grand Slam singles title, and to Rafael Nadal for winning an unprecedented 11th French Open title. Overall, this is Nadal's 17th Grand Slam singles title. For Halep, the fourth time proved to be a charm, as she had come up short in her previous three major finals, two of which were at this very French Open. So huge props to Halep, because going into the final against Sloane Stephens, I was not sure if Halep would have enough in the tank. But it was Stephens who was the one to wear down, starting about midway through the second set. I mean, it was a very physical match with lots of long rallies, plenty of running, and impressive displays of athleticism by both players. In the end, it was Halep's relentlessness and superb conditioning that enabled her to sustain a higher level of play throughout the entirety of the match and pull away to victory in the third set. Now, similar to Caroline Wozniacki, who won her first major in Australia earlier this year after coming up short many, many times, Halep's French Open win gets that proverbial monkey off her back. No longer will Halep be labeled as, quote, the best player to have never won a Grand Slam, unquote. It's up for discussion as to which player will now carry that rather unflattering moniker. Now, it's difficult to predict whether this major breakthrough will open the Grand Slam floodgate for Halep moving forward. Regardless, Halep is now and forever a Grand Slam champion. For Stephens, coming up just short of winning her second Grand Slam singles title will probably sting a little bit. However, I thought she played championship-caliber tennis throughout the tournament before running out of gas in the final. Of the many aspects of her game, I really like her ability to play defense. I mean, folks, playing defense is about much more than simply running down shots. It entails prudent decision-making, shot selection, and execution. For example, knowing the ideal shot to attempt and where to hit that shot when you were on the defensive versus simply going for a hero shot, which is what many of the players do today. While physical defensive skills can be learned, I believe the ability to play good defense is more of an instinct than a learned skill. Ultimately, this is what I believe will enable Stephens to potentially separate herself from the rest of the pack if she can stay healthy and motivated in the years to come. As for the men, well, you know, what more can be said about Nadal at the French Open that has not already been said? 11 French Open titles is truly remarkable. In dispatching Dominic Thiem in straight sets, Nadal showed once again why he is the undisputed king of clay. And Thiem is no slouch. He is a bona fide top 10 player and is one of the top two or three best players in the world on clay. That said, the gap between Nadal and Thiem on clay is still very wide. Now, one of the biggest differences between Nadal and Thiem, actually between Nadal and everyone else, is Nadal's intensity and brutally physical style of play on clay. In a best 3 of 5 set format, Nadal just ruthlessly grinds down his opponents. Now, Thiem, who is arguably more athletic than Nadal at this stage of their respective careers, prefers to hit through his opponents. So when Thiem is on his game, the velocity and frequency of his winners are outright jaw-dropping, as it was a few weeks ago on the clay in Madrid when Thiem handed Nadal a rare straight-set defeat in the quarterfinals. It was an impressive display of power tennis on clay. However, as I talked about in my French Open preview in podcast 117, playing lights-out tennis for two sets in a 2 out of 3 set match is very different than playing at that level for 3 or more sets in a Grand Slam, particularly on clay, as we saw today. Now, I have no doubt that Thiem will be a legitimate contender at the French Open for many, many years to come. The one thing I believe Thiem has to continue to improve is the versatility of his game. Everything from varying his court position to expanding the geometry and physics of his shot repertoire, meaning spins, angles, velocity, trajectory, and depth. In previous podcasts, I frequently called Thiem a right-handed version of a young Nadal. Now, there are many similarities in their styles of play, particularly the physicality and deep court position. Now, Nadal is a champion on all court surfaces because he realized fairly early on that he had to be able to play closer to the baseline versus, you know, playing from 10, 12, 15 feet behind it. Team will have to make that same adjustment to his game, hopefully sooner than later. As for how the rest of the French Open played out overall, aside from the results, you know, there were really no surprises. We had the expected slew of early round upsets on the women's side, including defending champion Ostapenko, Venus, Johanna Konta, all losing in the first round, and Svitolina, who was one of the favorites picked to win, including mine, losing in the third round. On the positive side, Serena made it to the second week before having to withdraw due to an injured pectoral muscle, but she certainly served notice to the field that she's not going away anytime soon. Sharapova also played well, getting to the second week. Now, we'll see if each can continue to build on their performances heading into Wimbledon in a few weeks. Now, one note on the men's side of the draw, I thought Djokovic played pretty well overall in reaching the quarterfinals. Now, as I mentioned in my French Open preview, I thought reaching the second week of the tournament would be considered a good result at this point for him. Now, Djokovic seems to be back on a positive path tennis-wise, having strung together a few good matches. You know, hopefully it's something for him to build on. Now, I look forward to seeing more than just flashes of vintage Djokovic in the weeks to come. So, with the French Open over and done with, the attention now shifts to the grass courts of Wimbledon, where Federer is likely to be the favorite to defend his title. So, look for our 2018 Wimbledon preview podcast in the weeks to come. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.